although with its unprepossessing single platform it was probably better described as a halt. Tonya noticed a group of children up ahead. They were waving to the locomotive from their back garden, and as she came along them in her carriage, she waved too. The children, though, had lost interest by this time. She had to withdraw into the carriage anyway, when smoke suddenly enveloped her and grit found its way into her eyes. Smuts, she told herself, pleased to know the correct term. She took the nearest seat and wondered why on a Saturday afternoon the carriage was empty. The schools had all gone back. But it was a bright autumn day, and it was odd that nobody seemed to be making the most of the service. The seaside would not be particularly warm or sunny, but there would probably be some attractions, even if it was now the off-season. Tonya moved to the next window and was able to look down into the rear of more gardens, at washing and rabbit hutches, and yet another group of children who this time took no notice at all of the train. She assumed that it must be an everyday sight to them, an hourly occurrence, apparently. It was 2 o'clock. She made a mental note. She had to be back in Warwick by 4. Michael had insisted that it would take him that long to properly assess the stamp collection that he hoped to buy from some man who lived in the old station house. Not that there were more than half a dozen stamps he wanted to keep, he had explained. But he had to be certain of the...